This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
Now, if you're a new viewer or listener, you need to listen very, very carefully. But if you're a regular listener or viewer, we're live. But once this is posted to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, you name it, I am begging you to take this video and get it out to everybody you know. If I walk around this office, if I walk out there in that control room, a lot of folks don't want to go on air, and that's fine. I can point to this person's child died after taking a vaccine in that control room. This person took the typhoid oral and made her super, super sick, and they admitted it made her sick, and they said this may make it where you can never take any other vaccines again. And this man volunteers at Dell Children's Hospital, works at radio and TV, great guy, and he took the flu shot a month ago and got deathly ill and hadn't been there for a couple weeks. My dad's retired, well, semi-retired oral surgeon. He has all these patients he's had for decades. They come in, he sees them, they die. He talks to their husbands and wives. They go, oh, we all took the shingles shot. He knew a couple people in a month a couple years ago before he semi-retired that were his long-term patients that died after they took the shingles shot, which is basically just like a form of herpes that you get across your body, but you take the vaccine. So, but one of our crew, and I'm not knocking the others, I don't want to be public, I'm just saying, Oprah's like, you get a car, you get a car, you get a dead child. I'm not trying to be mean. It's terrible. You get, you know, get super sick. You get to almost die of the flu. You get to have a convulsion. We're doing this to warn people. My mother was a triathlete who didn't get into it until she was like 35. She was winning gold and silver medals at the regional and national level against former Olympic athletes. The team told her at UT, take the shot. She was sick for a month, almost died, done. At like 48 years old. So, we're joined by Connor Yarbrough, one of our great producers and engineers here, just in the next few minutes to tell you the story about what happened to him in the so-called flu shot. Because we got the studies that doubles your chances of getting the flu shot, of getting the flu the next year, or that it never matches up with mutations or doesn't help you. But we can show you the news articles where MMR admittedly gives people's measles, mumps, rubella. We can show you that the mumps outbreaks directly tied to the vaccine. Or my grandmother said, oh, yeah, I got the second polio vaccine, and they told me I got polio a week later of that strain, and the doctors told me I got it from the live polio vaccine in 1950-whatever. She just died last year and was basically handicapped her whole life after she had my mom and my uncle. But enough of me. We'll probably hold them over the next segment a little bit. Why don't you tell folks, Connor Yarbrough, we appreciate you coming on air. What just happened? You look like you lost. You weren't a skinny guy before. You look good, but looks like you lost, what, 25 pounds? What happened?
I did lose a little bit of weight over the last few days, but what happened was, so like you said, I volunteer at a local area children's hospital, and as a requirement, we are expected to get the flu shot, you know, in to make sure that we don't spread any chance of the flu getting to any of the kids in the hospital there. I got the shot about late November, and around last Friday, I started feeling a little icky after I got out of work here, and I thought it may have been due to a lot of the dust from a lot of the work me and the other engineers have been doing around here. Thought maybe I just got some allergies or something. Went home that evening, started having some chills. Next thing I knew, I was in bed the entire past weekend. Thankfully, I just coincidentally had a doctor's appointment come Monday, and surely enough, they figured out it was the flu right away, and you know, I mean, I still don't sound entirely too great right now, but I've been on Tamiflu this entire past week. I'm probably going to be out of the children's hospital for at least the next, oh, I don't know, good couple of weeks here. And, I mean, reports have said that about 25% of the admitted cases to that children's hospital right now have been for the flu, and this has been one of the biggest outbreaks Texas has seen in quite some time. So, you know, this is definitely one of the more severe cases that this area has ever seen. But for me, you know, this is definitely one of the sickest I've ever felt.
Let's talk about it when we come back. Everybody knows, take the flu shot, get sick. Stay with us. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Waging War on Corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's something I got to do. Again, my grandmother, back in the early 50s, great lady. I just died last year. Benny Grace Hammond. She, during the whole polio outbreak, went and got her first polio shot for the first strain. A couple months later, they said, you need to get the new strain. She went and got it. A week later, that's what it takes. In about 7 days, she got it. And the doctor told her, well, you had a bad reaction to the live virus, which I guess they thought had been attenuated somehow or was a watered-down virus. And she ended up ate the nerves in about half her body, and she refused to be in a wheelchair until she was about 92. But it just ate the nerves and most of her muscles, so she was paralyzed about more than half her body. And so when she finally died of natural causes, it was a good thing. She was a Christian, so she refused to take opium or, you know, go to hospice or any of that. She still kept eating, and she had breast cancer 7 years before, and had one breast removed and didn't like it. So she got cancer again. She said, I'm just going to let it. So she had obviously cancer, probably all over her body when she died, but she refused to be seen by the doctors. But you know what? The very breast cancer she had, I looked at her files, is one associated with SV40 that was also in the polio shot. So they didn't just give you the polio virus. They gave you simian virus associated with fatty tissue and hormone based. And I'm not a cancer doctor. I've just had probably 50 of them on over the years and had the top papers on it. And so evidence shows the doctors told her, we gave you polio. But they probably gave her breast cancer as well. So, again, you need to research SV40 and all of it for yourself. I had the head of one of the biggest chains of pediatric facilities, because he was not anti-vaccine, but he put in the file and online when I first started having children 15 years ago that you did not have to be vaccinated. He wouldn't kick you out of his clinic. And I went there, and a couple times I brought my son and another daughter. I've been there a few years, and I finally got that doctor. His first name began with an H. And he said, he goes, you know, I like your show. You're absolutely right. He goes, you know, we're giving people 1960s live polio vaccine at these free government clinics. And Alex, it's illegal since the 1970s to give it. It's got wide spectrum cancer virus. And I said, no, I know. And they're always shocked somebody knows this. He goes, well, okay, I just want to say you're right. He walks out and he comes back to the room. He was a big guy, and he grabs him by the arm, looked like a linebacker. He had a big beard, and he goes, hard, by almost hitting. He goes, don't you tell anybody I told you that, though. I said, just don't say my name. Just don't say my name. And he shuffles out. So that was a guy doing what he thought was right because he knew how dangerous it was. You know, they put syphilis in black people's vaccines. Hillary apologized for what was going on in Peru, putting it in their vaccines and giving it to millions of Peruvians, ended up getting it. They gave it to over 100,000. They'd shoot these black men up with syphilis, and then they let them go to be promiscuous and spread it. microscopic worm that eats your brain. So remember, it's not just science that they say we're against. It's that if you look at the studies, even if the flu shot doesn't give you the flu, it never guesses the right mutation. This is admitted. And in Canadian and British studies, it lowers your immunity for at least a year to flu by 50%. So a lot of people say, oh, my God, I went and got the flu shot, and I got it 2 weeks later. And I want to just blame the flu shot because they've been caught adding stuff and simulants and the HV, you know all the rest of it, and the H1N1 that was a swine flu variant. But a lot of times it's not really giving you the flu. It's lowering your immune system to get the other flu viruses, thousands of which there are. And Mr. Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com, some of the biggest news outlets out there, and they've been exposing him for decades. He's really an expert on this. He's got a bunch of other topics to cover. But I wanted to have Connor Yarbrough finish up just his experience of volunteering he's done for years at Dell Children's. They tell the nurses, everybody, take the shot. And because you were saying off air, you had the flu in how many years? I mean, you're a really healthy guy.
Last time I had the flu was in 2009, and that was when I had H1N1, actually. But I didn't even take a vaccine around that point in time, and I haven't taken the flu shot in years. I've always been a believer into that myth, or however you want to describe it, as when you get the flu shot, you get the flu. And so I've just never gotten it. And this is the first time I've gotten the flu shot, probably. Gosh, and as long as I can remember, and lo and behold, I actually got the flu this time around. So, I don't know when to say that it's true or not, but I mean, it's the way you put it. It definitely felt like something was weakened within me, that I ended up contracting something where I definitely got incredibly, incredibly sick. I mean, this past weekend, I couldn't sleep very well. I was in and out of consciousness a lot throughout sleeping. I'd wake up sometimes, my whole bed was just absolutely soaked in sweat. And it's the most miserable I've felt in a good while. I mean, you can still tell in my voice right now, things are still not entirely leveled off yet at this point.
And by the way, people don't just believe me. You can go read the studies. You can type into a search engine. They bury it. You got to look. CDC, CBC, it was Canadian Broadcasting, government report. Taking the flu shot doubles chances of flu next season. There's a British NIH report. This is all there. Thank you for sharing your story, because I don't make the crew get on air if they don't want to get on air. A lot of them want to get on air. We're going to launch some new shows made up of the great crews. They're really a smart group of people. Maybe I get some of the other people around here to talk about their experiences, but they're pretty painful, because it's not just full-grown men getting the flu. It's things that I'm not going to talk about, but we all know in this building. Of not many people. I mean, in that control room, it is like Armageddon from all of this. And so let's just understand that. Let's go ahead and go to John Rappaport. Spend 3 minutes here just on this topic yourself. I know you've got a lot to cover. I'm going to hand the baton over to you, my friend. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I mean, this is a straight-out truth delivered right from the shoulder. These vaccines are destructive. They have nothing to do with health. And people have to understand, thousands and thousands of doctors, mainstream doctors, they understand this, just like this doc that you talked to. They know what's going on. They understand that the whole idea of vaccination involves what they call adverse effects, meaning destruction. Destruction of the body, destruction of the immune system, chronic allergies, autism, you name it. They know that.
Everyone I know that's been in the military, special operations, enlisted, Delta Force, you name it, says they were totally healthy. They give 100 guys the shot. 20 of them get sick. One of them would die. I mean, they know.
Exactly. And that was, the anthrax shot and other shots. And who knows what they put into all of that stuff. So this is like an open secret we're talking about. It's like an open sewer inside the medical cartel. And the doctors know it. Medical reporters know it. I've talked to them off the record over the years. And they're just too afraid to say anything. They refuse to come out into the light and say.
And now they're getting bullied where they're saying, fine, you all have to take the 50-something vaccines every year. Or even if you're in accounting a mile away from the hospital, you're fired.
Exactly. That's their only strategy. If they leave it up to people's choice and intelligence, the whole vaccine establishment is going down in flames. So they say, well, we just have to pass laws that we enforce, if necessary, at the point of a gun.
Wow.
In order to get people to take vaccines and to get their kids to take vaccines. I mean, in one province in a state in Australia right now, they're just invoking a rule, no kid goes to child care. That's it, unless you've had the full schedule of vaccines.
And now they want you to have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. It never ends, and they have liability protection to do whatever they want.
Exactly. 1986, they're off the hook since then. The vaccine companies cannot be sued for any childhood vaccine injury or destruction or death. You listen to the mothers talk about what happened to their children. They're giving it to you straight.
Sometimes they die at the doctor's office.
Right, exactly. And the doctors say, well, it has nothing to do with the vaccine.
That's why you get me on this subject, because I had my wife thrown out of that clinic that guy founded and created. My children were still going there, but the newest baby, they just chewed her out, tried to pressure her, and said, you get out of here for not giving your baby all these shots. And then you talk to the doctors behind the scenes. They don't give their kids the shots. They know exactly what they're doing.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, John Rappaport sitting in for Alex in the fourth hour here at InfoWars. So I just want you to understand and know that these New Year's extended specials are extended at InfoWars. That means Survival Shield X2, Alpha Power, Secret 12, Super Male Vitality, all 50% off. So you look into that because that's only happening now until supplies are gone, because InfoWars has had to take off Brain Force and Super Blue because extreme demand ran out. Free shipping at the InfoWars store, 50% off Survival Shield X2, Alpha Power, Secret 12, Super Male Vitality, as long as supplies last. So make sure that you do this and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's the deal. You get the products you want. InfoWars has the energy and capacity now to expand their operations and bring you the truth. InfoWarsStore.com. Well, here's the story. I would say maybe 3 out of 10 times when I'm on with Alex and it's time for me to switch into gear and take over in the fourth hour, I just chuck everything and continue to talk about what Alex and I were talking about. That's the way it goes, folks. So here's my stories that I was going to talk about. Bye-bye. And I'm going to talk about vaccines because this is chemical warfare against the population. I've been writing about this and talking about it since 1987. There's no end in sight. Not going to stop now. There's lots of vectors to approach this with, lots of myths and fairy tales to explode. But I want to start with this. In Australia, what was it now, a year ago? Vaxxed, the documentary called Vaxxed, went to Australia with its producers. This is a very tight, chilling film about a CDC whistleblower named William Thompson, who admits that he and his colleagues at the CDC cheated, lied on a study, a scientific study of the MMR vaccine, and said that the vaccine had no connection to autism when, in fact, it did. That's a public confession he made, a longtime CDC researcher, on his whistleblower lawyer's webpage, Rick Morgan of Cincinnati, and the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson. The story, of course, you know, sort of surfaced in the mainstream, and then, oh, no, it couldn't be true, and then it went away. But several very smart and brave people made a film, a documentary about this called Vaxxed, swept the nation, went abroad, still going abroad. And when it went to Australia, people lined up around the block to see it because the press said that it was horrible and nobody should see it, nobody should look at it because it was too dangerous. This is your mainstream press. You know, idiots on parade. Well, one of the producers, Polly Tommy, had her visa yanked so that she couldn't come back to Australia. She was told when she left, can't come back. Visa is taken away, suspended. We don't want you here. And one of the big reasons why was, as they were taking the film around the country, they began interviewing mothers of children that had their brains damaged and destroyed by vaccines. The stories were right out there firsthand. You didn't have to go through the New York Times to get their debunking and their experts. It was right there, in your face. And even worse, Polly said, what really started the ball rolling is when they interviewed mothers of children who had never been vaccinated and who had been healthy from the beginning and remained healthy. That, as far as the government and the press over there was concerned, was even worse. That was like a silver bullet to a werewolf. Oh, my God, we can't let people know the truth. That if you raise kids the right way and raise them healthy and strong, they're going to stay strong. Then we come to this thing called the herd effect. You know, this is the thing that drives people to surrender their children to the state. You have to vaccinate your child because if you don't vaccinate him, he's going to be a little time bomb running around and he could infect my child with whatever diseases he has. And my child, of course, has been vaccinated. Ho, 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 ho. Let's break that down, ma'am. In other words, you're saying that your child who is vaccinated and therefore protected, has no problem unless my child gets near your child. But your child is protected because your child's been vaccinated. So what's going on here? Right? I mean, unless you think that you've been hoaxed and you shouldn't have vaccinated your child. Your child's protected, vaccinated. My child didn't get vaccinated. And he's a threat to your little baby? I don't think so. Otherwise, why get your child vaccinated? So much for the herd effect. This is the biggest pile of BS I've ever heard. And this is what's used to drive parents to become useful idiots in the war to force parents to vaccinate their children. Your little boy hasn't been vaccinated. Well, now he is exiled from the community, right? Excommunicated from the holy order of biological mysticism that requires everybody to get vaccinated. Well, no, I raised my child healthy. He's healthy and strong, never been vaccinated, never had a problem, good nutrition, exercise, and so on. What's the problem here? We can't let that story get out. No. That's not a story. Don't cover that. Don't say that. Hide that from everybody. And hide the fact that in these vaccines, all of them, there are toxic chemicals that are injected directly into the body that bypass the normal channels of body defenses, like mercury, which is still in certain flu vaccines, a heavy, heavy neurotoxin, aluminum, which is in many, many, many most vaccines, I would say, which is a heavy, heavy neurotoxin, formaldehyde and polysorbate 80. You can go down the list. Look it up. Go to the CDC website and you'll find a list of ingredients. More to say on vaccines. We'll be back after this.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Report back here in the fourth hour for Alex on InfoWars. Just want to mention the other specials in the InfoWarsStore.com store that have discounts. CellForce, 50 off with free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off with free shipping. The Real Red Pill, 50 off with free shipping. DNA Force, 33% off with free shipping. Carnivore and Floralife, 33% off with free shipping. While this special can last before the store runs out. So go to the store, InfoWarsStore.com, order the products, and support the InfoWar. Where else do we go with vaccines? Here's a place we can go. Babies. First day of life. Hepatitis B vaccine. What? This is a vaccine supposedly protects people who share needles, IV drug users, prostitutes, sexually transmitted disease, and so on and so forth, given to babies on the first day of life. Other vaccines quickly follow, many, in the first months of life. Well, it's universally acknowledged, and pay attention to this, that babies do not have anywhere near fully formed immune systems. They just don't. Not even close. Well, supposedly, the theory behind vaccination is that it stimulates a person's immune system to provide a kind of rehearsal for infection when the real thing comes along. If that were the case, you would have to have an immune system intact in order for this rehearsal to take place, which babies do not have. So from that point of view, purely, the entire thing is a gigantic hoax. A gigantic hoax. And should be not only investigated, but prosecuted that way from the ground up. Let's take another factor, supposedly, about vaccines. A person's immune system is suddenly said not to be able to function on its own when it's there and intact. No. Can't fight against disease. In order for that to happen, you have to be vaccinated so that it stimulates the immune system with a kind of a teaser of what a real disease would be like, so that later on, if the real thing happens, the immune system soldiers are on guard and they say, oh, yes, I can see it from a mile away, and here we go. What kind of sense does that make when you really stop and think about it? What kind of sense does that make at all? None. Zero. Now, here's what a vaccine can do. It can weaken the immune system such that the immune system can't really respond fully when a real infection comes down the pipeline. And when that is the case, you will not see the familiar rashes and other symptoms of the infection at all, because the immune system is too weak to mount a full acute inflammatory response, which is what the immune system ought to be doing. That's why you see the rashes. That's why the fever occurs and so on. That is a combination of an infection and the immune system mounting a full and bold and full-bodied immune response. Well, if vaccines with their toxic elements and so forth have reduced the ability of the immune system to respond, you don't see those symptoms. And why am I saying this, and why is it important? Because it forms the basis of the medical cartel saying we have wiped out many diseases with vaccines. Why? Because we don't see the symptoms. Get it? We don't see the symptoms. Therefore, we know that the disease has been wiped out. False, wrong, incompetent, liars. If the immune system is weakened enough through vaccination, it will not be able to produce those symptoms that are supposedly signs of the disease. That's what you've got to understand in all of this hoax about, oh, we've wiped out many diseases with vaccination. I've told this story before here, but I'm sure there are many new listeners now. for several decades in Africa, there was a gigantic campaign to wipe out smallpox with the smallpox vaccine. About 100 million people received the vaccine. This was a World Health Organization program. Lasted 1966 to 1980, at which time the World Health Organization said, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened in medical history. We've wiped out smallpox. Really? Really? Because there's a warning that any competent doctor will give you about the smallpox vaccine in particular, which is, do not give it to people whose immune systems are already compromised and weak, because then the vaccine can cause smallpox or devastate and kill the recipient by other means. So what the hell was the World Health Organization doing, giving 100 million shots of the smallpox vaccine across Africa to millions and millions and millions of people whose immune systems were already compromised and weakened by generation to generation, hunger and starvation, protein calorie malnutrition, contaminated water supplies, extreme grinding poverty, etc., overcrowding? What was going on there? Well, I found out what was going on there, because I had a source who was a very good mainstream source who told me the following. While the champagne corks were popping in 1980 and the World Health Organization was saying, we just wiped out smallpox on the African continent, they were holding a super secret meeting in Geneva, their headquarters, to discuss the smallpox vaccine they had been using. And they decided that they would never, ever use that vaccine again. And I said to my source, why? He said, because it caused cases of smallpox. Caused cases of smallpox, as well as many other kinds of devastation to people. Neurological, gut, intestinal death from the toxic vaccine. That was the secret. That was never supposed to be publicized, because they were celebrating the fact that they had supposedly wiped out smallpox on the African continent. It's things like this that will turn you in the direction of really looking into what this is all about. Because what it's all about is chemical warfare against the population of the world in many, many ways. Many, many ways. There's more to tell, and I will tell it, and we'll be back in InfoWars after this break.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run
on. John Rappaport here. Last segment of this fourth hour, sitting in for Alex at InfoWars. So what's the overall agenda here? First of all, let's take this down to the ground. If a doctor said to a sane mother, look, Mom, this is what I propose to do. You see this sparkling little baby that you have here, brimming with life, that's so healthy. I want to inject this baby. Inject now with aluminum, okay, which is a known neurotoxin, crosses the barrier into the brain, can just wreak havoc. Formaldehyde, another toxin, polysorbate 80, and a bunch of other chemicals. You know, there's some antibiotics in there and so forth and so on. Just, you know, you can read the whole list of ingredients. They all have a certain amount of toxicity to the body, to life. And then a germ at the same time, that's really the heart of this, a virus you're going to put in there that's supposed to stimulate your baby's immune system. Of course, your baby doesn't have an immune system yet to be stimulated, okay? So this is what I want to do, okay? Is that all right with you, Mom? That's what we're talking about here. Now, what's the overall agenda behind this? Well, I mean, it's evil. Evil is always, doing evil is always an agenda for some people. But what we call globalism, which is global tyranny, an attempt to remake the planet with no individual countries, just the country called Earth, under the control of an elite management system of oligarchs who decide how life is going to be lived on this planet by 8 billion, 10 billion people, whatever it is. That's their goal. That's what they're after. That's what they've been doing since 1945 and for a century before, at least, as well, under guise of different names. They exist. They're real. It's not a fantasy, folks. It's a political war against the population. Now, imagine that you were one of the elite leaders in that war, and your ambition was to control 8 to 10 billion people. That's a pretty tall order. You know? I mean, that's not a simple thing that you can just snap your fingers and overnight, okay, we've done it, boys. No problem. No. This is a long, protracted war. You want as many people as possible to have lowered vitality, the juice of life and strength and power to resist. You want to drop their IQs as far as you possibly can. You want to disorient and confuse them and weaken them in every possible way on every possible level. You want to toxify their systems in some, not just today and tomorrow, but some chronic way over the decades and decades of a lifetime, to reduce their ability to function without becoming completely dependent upon the state, which means you, the globalist master. That's what you want. That's what you need. That's what you've got to have if you have a prayer of bringing the whole planet under your control. Let's face it. That war is going to be fought along several fronts, and it would be incredibly naive of anyone to think differently. And one of those fronts happens to be medical, and one of those medical fronts happens to be vaccination, which, if you look at the literature since the beginning in England and really read it, you're going to see one thing that stands out. They knew. They know now. They knew then, they know now, that it's toxic. They knew then, they know now, and they admit it in the literature that it's toxic. They don't care. They rationalize it away through a number of means. They are the useful idiots, right? They could have 150 IQ and sit in a doctor's office. They're still a useful idiot. The people on top, the Rockefeller Syndicate, for example, which is one of the arch forces of globalism and has been for a very long time, they know what they're doing. They understand the whys and the wherefores. And they always have. And it isn't just money, money, money. Any major operation, I mean, in this case, a global operation, has levels of agenda. Money, profits, individuals want promotion, status, paycheck, survival, recognition. But you get higher and higher, and you see that it's about power, control, and destruction. That's what this is about. And when you see, in the light of day, the topmost agenda of the vaccination program that has existed on this planet and keeps expanding, well over 200 vaccines are now in the research pipeline, in addition to the dozens of vaccines that are now on the CDC schedule to be taken by children, and they're coming after the adults, in case you thought you were exempt. Over 200 in the research pipeline. It's endless, folks, because it means more and more poisoning and destruction. That's what it means. This is not the kind of chemical warfare that you see dropped from planes or sprayed on the ground all around. This is the kind of chemical warfare that is carried out very soberly and rationally and with all sorts of official justification. We're here to do good. We're here to help you. We're here to bring a better world about. This is the kind of propaganda that has an effect. These people are professionals. They're not idiots when it comes to propaganda. They know how to do it, and that's what they're doing. And that's the point of what they're doing at the highest levels, where only a few live. The rest partake of the conspiracy because they see some advantage for themselves and they don't see the bigger picture. That's how you do a conspiracy. Oh, you can't do a conspiracy because too many people would have to be in on it. Those are the idiots talking that don't understand how covert ops are arranged. They're compartmentalized. The people at the lower levels have only a glimpse of what's really happening, and they have a reason within them to do what they're told to do, whether it's following orders, a paycheck, survival, status, promotion, whatever it is, they do it. And when you add up all the useful idiots, you get the big picture. And it's true with vaccination and vaccines. At the highest level, the people know what they're doing. They're doing chemical warfare in order to weaken the global population and make the takeover of the planet that much easier and, in fact, possible. Without that, without the medical cartel, it would be far, far more difficult. If you had a global population mainly composed of extremely healthy, vital people, aware, alert, educated, independent, powerful, creative, this operation would have fallen into decay and dust a long time ago. The vaccinators, who are the poisoners, have reversed that trend successfully, and they've managed to blame all the poisoning effects on other things. That's their job. We didn't do that. Yeah, the baby just folded up and has now brain damage for the rest of his life just after the vaccination, but it has nothing to do with the vaccination. It's just some genetic thing kicked in. Believe that, if you will, or believe the truth. See you next time.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Top